Chapter 2, Losing the Fear of Failure. The best people I have ever met have been broke, sometimes more than once. They have a perspective and appreciation that feed their passion and inform their direction. I'm not insisting you lose all your money first, but I am suggesting that you must create resilience if you're going to create success. The good thing about being broke. My parents used to argue about how to get the money for the next month's rent, which was usually a week past due already. My father had a variety of commission sales jobs. One time he was actually a fuller brush man and was sometimes between jobs. The rent on our four-room apartment was $40. We seldom had it. I often slid the cardboard I'd hoard from my father's laundered shirts into my sneakers to cover the holes in the soles. Sometimes parts of the bottoms would depart from the uppers and flap like a flag in the breeze when I ran. The cardboard would be replaced when it developed holes, which was almost daily. However, we were all broke. We thought we were fine. There was no internet, no cable, no adjoining wealthy neighborhood to set us straight. The television 7 channels appeared to be pure fantasy. No one could really live like that. We would snag balls out of the sewers with coat hangers since we couldn't afford new balls. We snuck into the movie theater's back door, opened by the one kid who entered legally with the money we pooled. Summer vacations meant playing in the schoolyard or in the streets, and hence the balls wound up in the sewers. All of our families were blue-collar, lower class. We didn't begrudge anyone who had more because we all figured we'd have more someday. We didn't know exactly how, but we did know we were inserted into a process called schooling that would help us along. I didn't take offense or blame my parents or bemoan my fate. I accepted the life I lived and figured that when given the chance, I could improve upon it. Our apartment had holes in the cheap rugs, scratches on the furniture, and paint peeling in a variety of places. One day my father killed a rat with a broken toy he had kept around, which fortunately had a sharp point. Here's the mindset. Don't bemoan your fate. Figure out how to change it. Many years later, when I was managing an international sales force, I had a sign placed on the wall of my office that said, "No whining." I would point to the sign when, inevitably, the disillusioned, unhappy salespeople came in and moaned about the inferiority of their territory, lack of company support, and my own ignorance of proper motivational techniques. But I also kept it there for me. When I began to feel down or victimized...